Good morning, everyone. Beginning next week, we'll be starting a new series on the book of Philippians. But this week, I felt that the beginning words from chapter 2 were relevant to our current situation and also to Remembrance Sunday. Philippians chapter 2 and verses 1 to 4 says, "Therefore, if you have any encouragement from being united with Christ, if any comfort from his love, if any common sharing in the Spirit, if any tenderness and compassion, then make my joy complete by being like-minded, having the same love, being one in spirit and of one mind. Do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit. Rather, in humility, value others above yourselves, not looking to your own interests, but each of you to the interests of others." I'll be talking more about these verses in 2 weeks' time, but to give a quick summary of two things we can learn from them today, I would say that those two things are firstly, that we are united as a church fellowship by the trust that we each put in Jesus. And secondly, that putting the needs of each other before our own strengthens that fellowship and makes it truly tangible and practical. This passage from Philippians focuses on the relationships we have between one another in the church fellowship. But Jesus also teaches us to show love towards all people, whether they are Christian or not, and even if they are our enemies. Today, many countries around the world, some of which we once regarded as enemies, will be thinking about the end of the First World War, which came into effect at the 11th hour of the 11th day of the 11th month of 1918. They will be thinking of those who served in that conflict. They will be thinking of those who died in that conflict, and they will also be thinking of those who have died and served and those who continue to serve in conflicts around the world since that time. In war, nations are divided, and yet in remembrance, we are united as each nation mourns the people that our conflict snatched away. To serve in the armed forces requires you to take on the attitude which the Apostle Paul talks about in Philippians chapter 2. Christians know that the church is bigger than them, and so they are called to put the needs of their fellow believers before their own, in order to serve the greater cause of witnessing for Christ in the world. Those in the armed forces also take on a similar kind of mental attitude. They recognise that as they put on the uniform, they are serving a cause which is greater than themselves. And as they go about their task, they are putting the needs of those they serve before themselves, even if it might mean giving up their own life. Philippians 2 goes on to talk about the sacrificial attitude of the Lord Jesus, who, though he was in very nature God, humbled himself, even to death on a cross, which was normally the death reserved for a criminal, and therefore a shameful way to die in the culture of the time. In Isaiah 53, the Bible speaks of a future servant from God who fits the life of Christ with astonishing accuracy. Verses 4 and 5 of that chapter say, "Surely he took up our pain and bore our suffering. Yet we considered him punished by God, stricken by him and afflicted. But he was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. The punishment that brought us peace was on him, and by his wounds we are healed." When Jesus gave up his life on the cross, he was dying on our behalf. He didn't die because of the wrongs he had personally committed. The New Testament book of Hebrews, chapter 4, verse 15, confirms that Jesus was tempted in every way, just as we are, yet he did not sin. Instead, as Isaiah said, "He was pierced for our transgressions, he was crushed for our iniquities, the punishment that brought us peace was on him, and by his wounds we are healed." Jesus was not responsible for our sins, and yet he bore the burden of them on the cross. Similarly, soldiers are not responsible for war, and yet they bear the burden of war on our behalf. War is something that we must respond to collectively. We cannot simply see it as someone else's problem if we are ever to move past it. War is bigger than any one of us, and I realise that no individual has the power to eliminate it on their own. It crosses all national boundaries, it affects all people to one degree or another, and it is extremely difficult to overcome. Yet, because war is such a terrible thing, it is important that we do what we can. One thing we can do is to support those in the armed forces who constantly bear the burden of war on our behalf. Let us be grateful for them, show love towards them, and pray that their burden might be eased through fewer conflicts and greater diplomacy in the world. Secondly, we should do all we can to work for peace in our individual lives. We can do that by taking on the kind of attitude which the Apostle Paul speaks of in this passage from Philippians today. That we do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit, rather in humility value others above yourselves, not looking to your own interests, but each of you interests of others. Whose interests could you and I think of today, which would help to bring a little more peace in the world rather than conflict? In the midst of this second UK lockdown, we might be drawn to another international crisis from years gone by. The outbreak of Spanish flu between 1918 and 1920, which infected one third of the world's population and caused deaths numbering in the tens of millions. Viruses, like war, cross all national boundaries, affect all people to one degree or another, and are very difficult to overcome. Pandemics, like war, are bigger than any one individual. And yet we know that there are some individuals who feel the burden greater than others. As we remember those who have made and continue to make sacrifices in war for us today, let's also remember those who make sacrifices on our behalf in this current pandemic situation. We can remember again our key workers, such as those in the health and social care sectors, and we must also remember the casualties of this current situation. Those who have died from COVID-19, and those who have lost loved ones. Those who have lost their jobs, their businesses, and their mental health. I know that there is much political controversy in this current period, and then I believe that the call which Jesus makes in the Bible for unity is as important now as it has ever been. What can an individual person do against an unseen enemy which is greater than themselves? The answer, I think, is that we must simply do what we can. We put the needs of others before our own, which, by the way, is not the same as not thinking about our own needs at all. It is simply a reminder that no one is an island, and that what we do in our individual lives is relevant to other people, perhaps now more than ever in recent times. When we are called upon to make sacrifices today, let's look to the character of those we remember on this Remembrance Sunday, those who submitted their own interests to a greater cause, those who sacrificed, even paying the ultimate sacrifice, that we may have our freedom. Perhaps the fact that some of our freedoms have been curtailed at this time is a reminder of how beautiful and valuable those freedoms, which we can so often take for granted, really are. So, as Paul says in the remainder of Philippians chapter 2, may our attitude be like the attitude of Jesus, the one who humbled himself at the cross, that we might live. Even in these difficult times, it is through Jesus that we can have a spiritual freedom, knowing that in whatever circumstances we face today, God's door is always open to us. The freedom I have to talk to God at all times and in all places is what gives me, at least, strength for today and hope for tomorrow. I pray that you may have hope today, because even the worst of conflicts in human history eventually came to an end, even though it was undoubtedly at a huge cost. I believe that one day we will reach the other side of these present problems, but for now, the attitude of sacrifice, which we have learnt from those who have gone before us, and which God has shown us in the attitude of Jesus, is our greatest ally in getting to that place. Amen.